You're listening to The Baby Bunker. I'm your host, Amelia Eagle, and today we have a special treat for you. Summer is finally here, and it's time to find fun ways to cool off and have adventures. We figured out the best ways to make that happen. All that and more coming up. When you're walking outside in the forest or on the beach, you never know what treasures you're going to find. Well, the next activity coming up will make sure to lead you back to those treasures worth revisiting. Here's Arthur, the pirate, teaching you how to make a treasure map.
Ahoy, buoys and gulls! That's a little maritime pun, because we like to have fun around here. My name is Arthur, the pirate. And this is my trusted otter companion, Biscuit.
Hello.
Today, we will be teaching you how to make the perfect treasure map. All you'll need is a brown paper bag and something to write with. So grab your markers, crayons, colored pencils, or even a quill pen. We'll be waiting right here for ya.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. She wheeled a wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Fishmonger, and sure it was no wonder, for so were her father and mother before, and they all wheeled their barrows through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She once had a fever, mussels did save her, and that was the luck of sweet Molly Malone. Now she wheels her wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Welcome back. Now that you've gathered all your materials, let's begin. Start by ripping out a square section of the paper bag. It's best to start with the glued seam on the back. I like to rip that. We don't want to use it in our treasure map, or you'll compromise its structural integrity. Once you have a sizable flat piece, carefully rip any remaining straight edges. This will give it a natural, tattered look. Yar, once you've got your desired shape, we're ready to begin drawing. Now be sure to put something underneath your map, as some markers will bleed through.
I got your pen right here, Arthur.
Ah, thank you, Biscuit. Now, the first thing you want to add to your map is the compass rose. Choose any corner for it, and don't forget to label north, south, east, and west. Now we can start adding landmarks. These can be things like your house, mountains, trees, a lake, a boat, things you see on your way to school, or maybe just things in your backyard. Now, between each landmark, you want to draw a dotted line. This represents the steps or trail of clues that will lead to your hidden treasure. And finally, to represent the location of your treasure, draw a large X. Yahahahar! X marks the spot. This is where your dotted line will end. Now, when you're all finished coloring, let it sit for a bit. Stand back and admire your work. Ah, beautifully done. Now, pick it up and crumple it into a little ball.
Oh no, why would you do that?
Ah ha ha, don't worry, Biscuit. This is just the final step to give the map an authentic, weathered look.
Ah, okay.
Now very carefully, open it back up and crumple it again. Repeat this process one more time, and then gently flatten it out. Your map should feel softer, and now it definitely looks like the real thing. Well, I hope you had fun. And remember, keep your eyes on the stars and your feet on the ground.
Bye-bye!
Light and blue, there's nothing more a man could do. Don't get your bollocks in a twist. Settle down, don't take a fit. You drank a demon straight from hell. You almost nearly won as well. You wiped the floor with victory. Then puked until you fell asleep. Lightning was the banshee's wail. His boots will never fill a jail. You crawl into an empty boat. Far to go for Mexico. But Cortez came and so did you. From the ashes charred blue, smelling like a salty dog. Back from hell where you belong.
When you're overheated or just having a bad day, what always makes you feel better? You guessed it, ice cream. Back again with an especially sweet lesson. Dr. Ivanov, gives us the scoop on making ice cream at home.
Hello, radio kids. Can you believe summer is almost here? With all this extra daylight, things are really starting to heat up. I don't know about you, but when the weather gets warm, I'm headed for a swim or looking for something cold to eat. Usually that means ice cream. Have you ever made your own ice cream at home? If you could make any flavor of ice cream in the whole wide sugary world, what would it be and what would you name it? Keep those creative ideas flowing as you go and gather these ingredients. For your homemade ice cream base, you will need sandwich Ziploc bags and a gallon Ziploc bag, rock salt, but table salt works too, milk or cream. You can also try dairy alternatives, preferably one that is higher in fat, like almond milk. Ice, chocolate syrup if you want a chocolate ice cream base, vanilla extract and some sugar if you would prefer a vanilla ice cream base. And last but not least, any toppings or flavorings you would like to add, like sprinkles, nuts, fruit, natural food colorings like spirulina for green or beet powder for red. A little bit goes a long way for these. Graham cracker pieces, cookie pieces, Reese's pieces, mint chocolate chips, fresh mint, blobs of peanut butter. You get the idea. Any toppings or flavorings your sweet little heart desire.
Yesterday it rained in Tennessee. I heard it also rained in Tallahassee. But not a drop fell on little old me, 'cause I was in sugar town. If I had $1 million or ten, I'd give it to your world and then you'd go away and let me spend my life in sugar town.
Grab a sandwich bag and fill it with about 1/2 cup of cream, milk, or non-dairy milk of your choice, and add some chocolate syrup if you're making the chocolate base, or about 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla and 1 teaspoon of sugar if you're making the vanilla base. You can add more later if needed. Seal the bag super duper tight. Then place your sandwich bag with the ice cream ingredients in another sandwich bag and seal that bag super duper tight. Place your sandwich bags into the gallon Ziploc bag. Then fill the gallon Ziploc bag with lots of ice and about 1/4 cup of salt. Seal your gallon Ziploc bag up. Now it's time to start shaking your bags. Shaking the bags will mix up the ice cream ingredients as the ice starts to freeze them. If your hands get too cold, you can wear a pair of oven mitts. It's best to shake your bags while having a dance party. Your ice cream should be soft serve ready after about 7 to 10 minutes of dancing. After you put your ice cream in a bowl, you can add any other special secret ice cream ingredients or toppings. Oh yeah, if you're wondering if I could make any ice cream flavor in the world, it would be raspberry rhubarb tiramisu rainbow chocolate chip. Some of the strangest ice cream flavors I recently learned about were spaghetti and cheese ice cream and a candied bacon ice cream. Which one would you like to try? All right, ice cream chefs, get out there and shake up your day with some homemade ice cream goodness. And don't forget to give your ice cream flavor a name.
Sweet. Good enough.
We've had a couple activities to keep your brain and stomach going. Now we're going to wrap it all up with one of my favorite childhood stories. Could Be Worse by James Stevenson. At Grandpa's house, things were always the same. Grandpa had the same thing for breakfast. Every day he read the paper. And he always said the same thing. Could be worse. No matter what. Grandpa! Grandpa, that awful dog ate the sofa cushion. Could be worse. I got a splinter in my finger, Grandpa. Could be worse. My bike has a flat and my sneakers have a hole and I lost my kite in a tree, Grandpa. Could be worse. One day, Marianne said, "How come Grandpa never says anything interesting?" "I guess it's because nothing interesting happens to him," said Louie. The next morning, at breakfast, Grandpa said something different. He said, "Guess what? Last night, when I was asleep, a large bird pulled me out of the bed and took me along for a ride and dropped me in the mountains. I heard a noise. It was an abominable snowman with a huge snowball, which he threw at me. I got stuck inside the snowball, which rolled down the mountain. And it finally landed on the desert and began to melt. I walked across the desert. Suddenly, I heard footsteps coming nearer and nearer. A moment later, I got squished by a giant something or another. Before I could get up, I heard a strange noise. A great blob of marmalade was coming towards me. It chased me across the desert until I crashed into something tall. It was sort of like an ostrich and very cross. Gave me a big kick, and I went into the storm clouds, and almost got hit by lightning, and fell out of the clouds, and landed in an ocean. I sank down about a mile to the bottom. I saw an enormous goldfish coming at me. I swam away as fast as I could and hid under a cup that had air in it. When it was safe, I crawled out. I started to walk, but my foot got stuck in the grip of a gigantic lobster. I didn't know what to do. But just then a squid came along and squirted black ink all over the lobster, and I escaped. and hitched a ride on a giant sea turtle that was going to the top for a bit of sunshine. I was fortunate to find a piece of toast floating by, and I rowed to shore, where I discovered a newspaper. I quickly folded it into an airplane and flew across the sea and back home to bed. Now, what do you think of that? Could be worse. The end. Well, that's it for today's episode of The Baby Bunker. We got to make the best treasure maps ever, and learn to make ice cream at home, and we read a story about how things aren't really that bad. Take Grandpa's word for it. Thanks for listening today. I gotta go share an ice cream with Oscar. See you next week.
Yeah.